Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of the UFCCM and especially to my dear sisters.
Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to be reading this from the New International Translation. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." I want to talk to you about Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. The theme of the UFCCM for this new year, 2021, is continuing to move forward by faith. I thought, as Teacher Tyndall read her remarks in her opening scripture from Isaiah about God doing a new thing, and I thought about the theme of the UFCCM from last year, which was moving forward by faith, and I thought about a saying that I used to hear, and you're probably familiar with, which says, if you continue to do what you've always done, you will continue to get what you've always got. And the point of that is that everyone wants to do something different to get something different. But when it comes down to moving forward by faith, I am satisfied to continue to get what I've always got, because what God has for me continues to manifest itself in time, and it continues to grow and grow and grow. So don't stop moving forward by faith. If you continue to do anything, you continue to move forward by faith. Now, during the last year, most of us who have spoken on the UFCCM Laity Training Anointed Radio broadcast have given truly inspirational messages and lessons on faith and how faith must be applied to our lives as Christians as we move forward. Our theme from last year was based on Hebrews 11:1, which declares, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The remainder of Hebrews chapter 11 gives a rousing list of heroes of faith and of how they were successful in overcoming seemingly insurmountable obstacles in winning great life victories by faith. None of them stood still. They realized that faith is not static, but it is dynamic, always in motion, and propelling those who believe to move forward. They understood that prayers are answered, victories are won, missions are accomplished, trials are overcome, and opposition is demolished when faith is the basis of motivation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Testament. Now, I like to get away from such a, what I would say, scholarly definition. And I'd like to simply say that faith is taking God at his word and acting.
So without further preliminary, we want to bring Bishop Tim.
Made by a master builder.
Yes.
What God, what Abraham look for with a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Beloved, when you move forward by faith, God has something in you for you.
Yes.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Afternoon, depending upon where you are. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. And this is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Blog Talk Radio. We bring you greetings and wishes for a happy new year to all of you, our UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We thank our Heavenly Father for his grace and love and mercy toward us, and for his new mercies every morning. Great is his faithfulness. As we prepare to go before the Lord in prayer this morning, let us remember to thank God for answering prayers and praise reports. And as we go before the Lord, as Pastor Sherry takes us before the throne of grace, we want to offer special prayer requests this morning for our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Tindall, for our dear mother, Bishop Shirley Tindall, for our Bishop Emeritus, Betty Brown, special prayers for our Lady Adrian Gloria Askins. Let us pray one for another and all who stand in the need of prayer this morning. Pastor Sherry will lead us now in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Happy New Year to all of you. Hallelujah. Greetings. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just first thank you, Lord God, for UFCCM, Lord God, and everyone that is connected to it. Father God, we just bless and we praise you for such wonderful EP and his wife, Mother Bishop, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for their vision for this year, 2023. Lord, Father God, I pray for every pastor, every bishop, every elder, every laity, every clergy member, everyone that is connected in their family. Lord, Father God, I understand that our theme for the year is prayer. Father God, let us always pray without ceasing. Lord, help us to call forth those things that be not as though they are, so that we can see the manifestation here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, Father God, we just pray for healing, deliverance, redemption for all of those that are lost, for all of those who may be feeling depressed, overwhelmed, even now at the beginning of this season. God, help them to know that in you all things work together for good. We thank you, Lord God, that we are men and women of prayer and faith. Now is the time for faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. God, we're thanking you for 2023 will be a manifestation of things that are unseen. But because we have previously prayed for these things to come forth in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We command our enemies to bow right now at your feet. We thank you that any device, any scheme, any tactic that they are planning, it is null and void. It is inoperative. It shall not go forth, because we are standing strong with the armor of God on us this year. We are just pulling down every stronghold, every word that rises up against the knowledge of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And we thank God for the powerful words of prayer coming to us from Pastor Sherry this morning. And we're so rejoicing today, because our theme is all about prayer. And I would like to share this scripture this morning that I woke up, and after giving God praise, this is the scripture or the word that came, that dropped into my spirit, and I want to share it this morning. And it's a familiar passage, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The Lord dropped that into, the Holy Spirit dropped that into my mind for me today, but I'm sharing that scripture with you all today. And there's so much more which precedes and follows this passage, in which the Lord appeared to Solomon at night after he had finished the house of the Lord. And God was letting Solomon know that he heard his prayer. And we know that this conditional promise of God, because he said, if my people who are called by my name, we know that this promise is applicable to us today as we, the people of God, come before him with sincere and earnest prayer, humbling ourselves before him, turning to him, and seeking his face. To God be the glory. We're so grateful for how God has brought us through the year of 2022 with all of its highs and lows and blessings and challenges. And yet we determine to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding for Christ. And now he has brought us into this year of our Lord, 2023. And it is by God's grace and good pleasure that he has enabled and empowered us to continue with this monthly UFCCM broadcast, bringing many powerful, uplifting, and enlightening lessons and teachings. And as we go forward in this year, we look forward to even greater lessons and messages that God has in store for each of us to encourage, inspire, and give us hope as we continue our faith walk. Well, listeners, you may be familiar with the fact that at the beginning of each broadcast year, we're truly blessed to have our ecumenical patriarch, His Holiness Bishop Henry A. Kendall Sr., together with Her Grace Mother Bishop Shirley Kendall, as our first broadcast presenters of the year, announcing our UFCCM annual theme for the year, and presenting an enlightening exposition and lesson on the theme, which establishes the focus and direction for our upcoming annual conference and various UFCCM events throughout the year. There's so much we could say about our presenters by way of introduction, but they are anointed leaders, preachers, and teachers of the word. And the ministry of our ecumenical patriarch and mother over the years has enlightened and encouraged, brought many into greater knowledge and understanding of God's words. And we're so blessed that they will be sharing with us today. And without further preliminary, I bring to you His Holiness Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr. and Her Grace Mother Bishop Shirley Tindall. God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you, Teacher Tindall, and greetings to all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We give honor to His Grace Bishop H.D. Hayward, who's a part of the staff, of course, a director, I think, of communications for the Laity Training Ministry, to Teacher Tindall in her loyal and faithful role and diligence with which she has been going forth with this ministry for a number of years
now. Amen.
And to all of you who have tuned in today, we're just happy and excited as usual to be a part of what God is doing.
Yeah.
And we just thank and praise God for allowing us to greet you all.
Amen.
On the Laity Training broadcast in the year 2023.
Yes.
I won't go back over the record, but I would just like to briefly say that there was a time in 2022 when it seemed as if I would not be here.
Amen.
In 2023.
Yes,
but the Lord delivered me miraculously.
Yes, He did.
And I just thank and praise God that I'm yet charged up and ready to go forward and go forward.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes.
It is our custom each year, Mother Bishop and I, thank God, did not mean to bypass our darling Mother Bishop.
Bless you, Bishop.
Amen. Who's here with us today. In fact, in a special note that may have nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about this morning, but in my book it has everything to do with it. In about 8 days, we will be celebrating our 49th, 5 days. In 5 days, we will be celebrating 49 years that the Lord has allowed us to be together as husband and wife.
Amen.
And we thank God that we have been able to work together down through the years.
Down through the
and
years.
And for the wonderful fellowship and relationship that we have.
Yeah.
And how God is operating in the midst of our lives.
Amen.
The thought that I want to talk to you about today is the theme for the UFCCM for the year 2023.
Amen.
We always bring out the theme in the month of January instead of our conference month, which is June. And this theme remains the guiding principle from January 2023 until January 2024. When I looked at the announcement for the subject today, it said that the theme is the prevailing power of prayer. But that's not quite the way God gave it to me. The theme in which God gave me is prevailing through the power of prayer. It may seem that both of those statements are saying the same thing, but there's this little difference there. In the word, the prevailing power of prayer, the word prevailing serves as an adjective that describes the type of power. It describes the fact that prayer is the power of prayer is always prevailing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this, and I thank God for that. But the Lord laid it on my heart to change the direction of the thoughts into prevailing through the power of prayer. This takes the emphasis off not so much off the power of prayer, but it puts an emphasis upon what you must do in order to make prayer powerful and give you victory in your life.
Yeah.
The word prevailing, as it is used in the statement, through the power of prayer, is not an adjective, but it is what is known as an intransitive verb, in that it has no object. Of course, this is not a sentence, it's a statement, but it has no subject, verb, and predicate. It has no direct object, but the present participle, ing, added to the word prevail, we find that it means something that is going on all the time and must continue to go on in order to be effective.
Yes.
The scripture that the Lord gave me is a powerful one. If you have your Bibles and like to go there, it's Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18. It would be wonderful if you read that entire passage because it goes from verse 13 all the way down to verse 19. Okay. But it's just one verse that I want to focus on this morning. And this, or depending on what time zone you're in. And it says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, Jesus has already promised that the gates of hell will not have mastery over his church.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to look at this in the idea also that as the church, you must prevail over whatever the gates of hell bring against your life.
Yeah.
A brief word of history. These are the words of our Lord Jesus to his disciples, and pointedly or specifically to Simon Peter. With these words, Jesus revealed to his disciples that within the eternal mind of God, a new people were going to come into existence. Every person who would become a member of this new people would be unlike any other person who has ever lived, in that they would become a part of a living community, a living organism, shall we say, called the church.
Mm-hmm.
The church would not come into existence until the day of Pentecost, and it would be composed of two ethnic divisions of mankind, namely the Jew and the Gentiles. And from out of these two divisions of humanity, the Jew and the Gentile, would come a new ethnic division of mankind called the church.
Mm-hmm.
So in God's sight, the only divisions of the human race are the Jew, the church, and the Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone falls into one of those categories or combinations. Jesus made it clear that he would be the builder of this new people called the church. And every person who has received Jesus in their life as their Savior is a part of the church. I wanted to give you that brief history, and believe me, I've not gone into any detail with that at all, but I want you to understand something. You are the church.
Yes.
Every individual are the church. When you wake up in the morning, the church wakes up.
When
you lay down to sleep last night, the church laid down to sleep, because you are the church. You represent the body of Christ. You carry it with you everywhere you go.
Yes.
You put it on display in everything you do, and the world should be able to see Jesus Christ in you because you are the church. And I wanted to point that out to you. It's very important. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus made some profound statements. Number one, he would build his church upon a rock and not a man. I don't know how you could get it any more clear than that. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church.
Mm-hmm.
He did not say that he would build this church upon Peter.
Yeah, that's right.
He would use the faith
demonstrated
by Peter when he acknowledged to Jesus that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In that statement, Peter demonstrated rock solid faith. Jesus said, Peter, no man didn't give that to you. That came from my Father.
Yes.
And if you want to have power in your life, then you must prevail in prayer to the point that God speaks through you and not you just in your own self.
Amen.
The third thing that Jesus made clear is that the gates of hell would not have ascendancy or mastery or the upper hand over his church.
Yes.
Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. But notice what he did not say. Jesus did not say that the gates of hell would not come against the church.
Yes, yes.
But that the gates of hell would not prevail.
Yes.
Now, the clear implication is that you are the church, and the gates of hell, I may have some witnesses here, are going to come against you.
Amen. Amen.
No sooner than you make that statement that I received Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord and Savior, Satan immediately assigns a force to come against you, to try to knock you off your course.
Yes.
Jesus said in the Word of God that Satan's come not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that is the objective that he has against every born-again believer. But yet God says to us that through the power of prayer, we can prevail. Prevail does not mean I won a battle yesterday, but the Lord said, use the word prevailing. That means I got to win a battle every day. Don't fool yourself. We are in warfare. We are in spiritual warfare, and we do not wrestle according to the word of God against flesh and blood.
That's right, Bishop.
Jesus, God put an end to that when he finished beating up Jacob when he wrestled with the angel all night and withered his thigh. So we no longer work fighting against flesh and blood. But the Word of God says that we're fighting against what, Mother Bishop?
We're fighting against powers.
Powers.
Against principalities.
Principalities.
And against spiritual wickedness.
Spiritual wickedness.
And high places.
And high places.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Rulers of the darkness of this world.
Yes.
So God wants you to prevail through the power of prayer. And I hope I can get through all this. I'm watching my clock because I don't want to take up too much time with you this morning. But I'm excited about telling you that you can have ascendancy over every attack of the devil.
Yeah.
You can have victory over anything that the gates of hell throw against you. When we talk about the gates of hell, incidentally, what are we talking about? From the historical record, we know that in ancient times, every city was built with a wall around it for defensive purposes. And the only way that you could legitimately get in or out of a city or town back in those days was through the gate. The gate was the focal point of activity. It was the focal point of information being exchanged. Elders would sit at the gate, and also there would be much wickedness going on at the gate, because when people came through the gate, the first thing that they would see was those that were set up in order to try to familiarize them with the city. And so the gate was a point of entry.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that the gates of hell are different from any other gate. They're different in that when you go, you can go in there easily. It's easy to go through the gates of hell.
Good,
but the Word of God confirms that once in there, yeah. once you have gone through the gates of hell, mm-hmm. you're not going to come out. So when the Lord Jesus talks about the fact that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, he means that when you prevail as his disciples through the power of prayer, Satan is not going to take anything in hell and cause it to make you want to go there.
Yes, say it good, Bishop. Say that again, Bishop.
Now, I know that needs a lot of preaching on because from the onset, it sounds like something that you may disagree with. But you study your Bible. Jesus said, whosoever cometh to me, I will no wise cast him out.
Say it, Bishop.
And the voices that come out of the gates of hell, try this.
Yes.
Do this.
Uh-huh.
How about this?
Uh-huh.
Come on, brother.
Yes.
Come on, sister. All those demonic voices that are coming out of the gates of hell,
yes,
seeking to overthrow you, cannot do so when you realize that you, as a born-again believer, can pray and that you can prevail mm-hmm. through the power of prayer. We live in a day it seems like the church has time to do everything but pray. We're so busy being church until we're not praying. When was the last time the Lord kept you up all night in prayer?
Yes, yes.
When was the last time the Lord said that, yes, you can do this, yes, you can accomplish this, but you got to pray? Bishop Kramer reminded me a few weeks ago that Dwight L. Moody made a statement one time that every great work of God begins on a bended knee.
Yeah.
If you want God to move, if you want to see growth
Ooh,
in your church,
you,
if
yes.
you want to see God do things in your
yes.
life,
yes.
then learn that you can prevail. Oh, my, through the power of prayer. When we say prevailing, that means that you can have the mastery
yes.
over it. It means that you could dominate.
Yes.
It means that you can be victorious.
Mm-hmm.
It means that no weapon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You all have to shoot to hit the table. Brother Bishop and I have gone into our sway now.
Uh-huh.
When you prevail over the power of prayer,
yes.
it means that no weapon.
No weapon. Formed against
formed
you.
Against you.
Shall rise.
It can't prosper.
It can't.
I said it can't prosper.
It can't prosper.
You are so quick to bow down under the enemy's attack and so quick to cower and say, I can't.
Yes.
Or it's too much. Or I'm not ready. Or I'm not able. God knew what you were and he assigned you to the task that you were doing.
Yes.
And
yes.
you can do something if you don't even have the ability to talk. You can pray.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. If you don't even have the ability to hear,
uh-huh.
you can pray.
Oh,
because God speaks in the spirit.
Yes.
Everything that God says is not like it was on the road to Damascus with Paul. When God wants to speak to you, he can speak to you, even though he's speaking to hundreds of millions of other people at the same time.
Amen.
Yes, he can speak to you.
Yes. Yes, Bishop. Oh, God.
So you are able to be the one that is prevailing
mm-hmm.
through the power of prayer. You prevail, and you are prevailing through the power of prayer. You know, that word prevail, incidentally, is used over 75 times
yes.
in one form or another
mm-hmm.
in the Bible. And it basically means to prove more powerful than opposing forces. When you prevail, that means you are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It means you have gained the victory. It means you have the upper hand. When you prevail, it means you have greater influence
mm-hmm.
or effect. It means that you are able to successfully persuade somebody of something in their life. So this theme, prevailing through the power of prayer, the Lord wants you to be reminded that through the power of prayer, beloved, you can and you are victorious.
Yeah.
You have the dominating influence. Satan doesn't move you. You move him.
Yes.
Satan doesn't chase you. You chase Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the Bible for that. The Bible says, draw nigh to God and he will
draw nigh to you.
Resist the devil and he will
flee from you.
Because at heart, the devil is a big coward. I guess someone said you better leave the devil alone before he takes on you. When you pray, you do not have to fear the devil.
Yes.
The word fear not is mentioned 401 times in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentioned almost more than any other statement there. Fear not, because you are prevailing through the power of prayer. You have a Holy Ghost anointing upon your life, and you have the presence of God operating in your life when you pray.
Yes.
Beloved, when you pray, you can keep the devil at bay.
Mm-hmm.
When you pray, you can cause him to stay away.
Yes.
When you pray.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see a strong Christian, you find a Christian not to have an anointed voice that can sing till the house
comes. Say it good, Bishop. Say it good.
If you want to find a strong Christian, it's not necessarily the one that can preach.
Yeah.
Until
you
say you can't take it no more.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that after he finishes, someone asks you what he preached about, and you say, I don't know, but he sure preached. But if you want to find a strong Christian, you find that one that prevails in prayer.
That's right.
Help me here, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wee hours of the morning when the enemy comes against you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, help me here, Holy
Say it,
Spirit.
Bishop. Say it.
In that time when you're somewhere, as James Cleveland said in a song one time, in your lonely room.
Yeah.
Somewhere all by yourself and nobody see you, nobody know you. And the devil tells you now is the time when you are prevailing in prayer. The devil cannot overcome you. Oh, that we would prevail in prayer. I was in a room one night with a relative of mine, and after I finished praying, I went on off to sleep. And the next morning when I woke up, that relative said to me, how did you know that I did such and such? I had no idea what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you were asleep,
yes.
You start speaking in Spanish, and you told me about things that nobody know about my life but me. That is because we prevail in the power of prayer.
Yes.
And when we prevail in the power of prayer, God is able to use us.
Yes.
I told Teacher Tennell I wouldn't need a break in this message, but I'm going to ask you, give me a few minutes here to kind of come back down to earth and get a little sip of juice, all right? Can you do that for us, Teacher Tendrill?
Yes, we can, Bishop. We're on cloud nine, praise God. But we're going to ask Bishop to give us a little bit of break, and we'll be right back. Praise God. A word.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions. We'll be right back.
Amen. We're back, Bishop.
Praise God, and thank you so much for that little break. I felt myself getting so excited until I was, may not be able to finish my remaining, 10 minutes that I have, but I thank you for that. I want to remind you in a sort of summating all that we've said before. The Lord wants you to be reminded that through the power of prayer, you can be victorious.
Yes.
He wants you to know that prevailing through the power of prayer is an ongoing experience that in which you must engage if you're going to be a strong and successful Christian.
Yes.
To have a victorious life in Christ, you must have a prayer life. You know, on one occasion, you can read about this in the 17th chapter of Matthew. Jesus, a nobleman brought his child to the disciples because the child was possessed of a devil. In the Bible, they just say it's devil, but we understand it means demons.
Yeah, yeah.
If the child was possessed and he would throw himself against the rocks, he would foam at the mouth, and sometimes he would jump in the water and burn himself. All kinds of things were going on, and they brought him to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't cast him out. And so they brought that young man to Jesus, and Jesus spoke the word of faith to that child, and the demons immediately departed from them. And the disciples wondered, how come we couldn't cast them out? How come we didn't have that authority? Jesus said, you could do the same thing I have done. I'm paraphrasing here. But in Matthew chapter 7, verses 20 to 21, you will find this third word. Jesus said, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. If you want to have a powerful life in Christ Jesus, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a minister, whether you are a deacon, regardless of what you are doing, then you must have a powerful prayer life.
Yes.
You may say, well, I've got great faith, and I could do this by faith. Let me tell you something. You can have all the faith in the world and get nothing done.
That's right, for sure.
I mean, the devil's got faith.
Mm-hmm.
In James chapter 2, verse 19, James said, the devils fear God, believe God, and tremble.
Mm-hmm.
So they got faith in God. The devils have faith. But God wants you to have something the devils do not have, demons do not have.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a powerfully anointed prayer life.
Yeah.
God wants you to be in a consistent position where you are always prevailing through the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And this truth and this concept is mentioned throughout the scripture. If you remember, it was Jacob who wrestled with an angel all night long and prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
But before Jacob met that angel, he had to spend some time with God.
Yes.
And in the Bible, it tells us a few chapters before you get to that chapter, it talks about how Jacob sat on his face and prayed before God.
Mm-hmm.
And was so filled with the authority of God that when he was by himself, he wrestled with an angel.
Yes.
Until the break of day.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel spent time, because he knew that in order to be successful, that he would have to prevail in prayer. The decree came out that if anyone was seen praying,
mm-hmm,
to any other god other than the king, that they would be thrown into the lion's den.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Daniel did not stop praying. He prevailed in prayer. In fact, not only did he prevail in prayer,
mm-hmm,
but he got in his window where everyone could see him praying.
That's good, baby.
And he prayed to the God that had all authority in his hands.
Yes.
And when they found Daniel praying, they accused him for breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the law was that you can pray to none other than the King Darius. And the decree was that if you did so, you'd be thrown in the den of lions.
Yes.
And so because of his prevailing in prayer, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. But listen, when you prevail in prayer, the Spirit of the Lord goes before you.
That's right.
When you prevail in prayer, the angels of the Lord go in front of you, and they break up the fallow ground. The angels of the Lord go before you, and they set things in order that Satan thought he had calculated to overthrow you. I believe there may be some witnesses in here. Amen. In other words, you get the lawyer and go to court, but when you got there because you prevailing in prayer, the angels of the Lord have already told the judge what to do. I wish I had some truth, so I have to say I wish I had somebody. Amen. But Daniel prayed, and when he was thrown into the lion's den, the lions made a cake. So that they could keep him from falling on the ground and hurting himself. And they made themselves into a pillow, somebody said. And Daniel had a good night's sleep. And when they came asking Daniel, what happened to you? Are you alive? He said, oh, yes. The God that I served brought me out of the lion's den. When you prevail in the power of prayer, God can deliver you out of the lion's den. But it may be a situation, and what you ought to hear this prayer.
It
may be a situation sometimes in which you have to go through the fire.
Think
of those three Hebrew young men, Shadrach and Abednego, that were going to be thrown into the fiery furnace, but they prayed to the God that they served. They prevailed in prayer. And because they had prevailed in prayer, they looked at the king and they considered the furnace. And they said, it may be.
It may be.
That the God we serve will not deliver us out of your hand and out of the fiery furnace. But we
still
not going to bow down and worship you. The God of our fathers taught us and the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage is a jealous God. And thou shalt have no other gods before him. I'm not going to pray to no bank president to give me a loan. I'm not going to pray for no one to do this or do that. Why beg you when I could talk to God? Didn't he say, I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus? You forgive me if I get overly excited about this, but God said this year in 2023, he'd want you to be prevailing through the power of prayer. You don't have to let anything stop you. You don't have to let anything discourage you. You don't have to let anybody or anything take advantage of you. If you prevail through the power of prayer, I left out a whole lot of material in this message, but I just want to say this and then I'm going to have to stop because I've been abused up my the devil has a whole armory full of weapons designed to destroy you, to stop you, to hinder you in your walk with God. But if you prevail through the power of prayer, you will understand that prayer changes things. Prayer changes people. Prayer reaches the mind of God. And it is the God will of the Lord that his people be a praying people. How can you know his voice if you never talk to him?
Amen.
How can you get his guidance if you never ask him for it? And listen, just going through the word, just not praying, just reciting the Lord's prayer is not praying. Oh, no. You're just going through the motion. You're just going through the words. But God wants to hear the prayer that comes from your innermost being. He wants to hear that prayer when you open up and pour out your heart to him. You don't have to be fancy and all heavy. As my father used to say, fitly fitted words. Just go to God and tell it like it is. The truth of the matter being that he knows.
He knows.
Even before you ask him. I wanted to get to Peter when he was locked up in jail, but I think I'm going to stop right now and save that for another time. But I want you to remember one thing. You must be a people that are prevailing through the power of the prayer. All of those of you that are in the UFCCM, those of you that you know in your life, tell them It doesn't matter what they go, church they belong to or what organization or fellowship they're in. Tell the world that God wants you to be prevailing. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to be true. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to be dominating. He wants you to be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
He wants you to be the first and not the last. He wants you to be the lender and not the borrower. But you cannot do that unless you learn to prevail.
Oh, God.
Through the power of prayer.
Praise
God. Bless you and God help you.
Praise the Lord. Truly, we honor the Lord and just thank him for this word that has come forth. I was literally sitting on the edge of my seat, and I pray that what our ecumenical patriarch has said here today will be enlightening to your hearts and to your minds. I thank God because it is so important.
Yes, it is.
As the church, as
yes.
our bishop has said, that we prevail in prayer.
Yes.
And, you know, prevailing in prayer is not, as our bishop said, just putting a bunch of words together. And one thing I've learned, the more that you communicate or write or whatever in your profession, the more you do that,
yes.
as time goes on, you get better at it.
That's right.
As a nurse, when I first started out many years ago and
mm-hmm.
I would have to develop care plans,
mm-hmm.
some of them were kind of shaky. But after I had been doing this over and over again, I could come up with this elaborate
yes.
care plan. My point being is the more that you do
the more you do it,
the better that you become at that.
Ooh,
and the more you recognize how to pray.
Lord
then,
Jesus.
You know, maybe on another broadcast we'll talk about that. But there is a way that approaching God's throne. The problem with so many Christians,
mm-hmm.
the first thing they want to do is beg God for a new house,
yes.
beg God for new clothes and car and
mm-hmm.
everything, instead of addressing and thanking God
oh,
and
God.
Spending time worshiping him and adoring him.
Oh,
and then the Holy Spirit will put those things in our hearts that we need to be praying
oh,
for our spiritual strength. You know what, Bishop, if I never get another house or another car, that is not primary in my life. My primary objective when I get down to pray is praying in the will of God.
Oh, yes.
And so many times people wonder why, oh, well, my prayers are not being answered. Why? Because you're praying amiss.
That's right.
There is a certain way, but I'll leave that alone, Bishop.
That's all right, Bishop.
I'll leave that alone
oh,
about prevailing through the power of prayer. And I just want to emphasize, this has nothing, it is not our power.
No,
get
no.
that straight.
No,
you
no.
can fall out on the floor and do all kinds of stuff. It is not your power.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is the power of
power
the Holy Spirit. That dwells within you.
Yes.
That and the word of God lets us know that he will lead us and guide us.
Yes, he will.
And how we are to pray,
amen.
How we are to approach the throne of God. I tell you, Bishop, there's so much in this. And I truly believe that somebody has been blessed by hearing this, that they've made a 180 change in their lives and
yes,
how
sir.
They approach prayer, how they think about prayer. That little two-minute prayer that you say in the morning, do you really think a cup of coffee is going to hold you all day? I don't think so. You need more than that. That two-minute prayer is nice, but you need more.
More.
To sustain you throughout.
You need to prevail.
You need to prevail.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
Amen.
Telling you, such a power. I'm going to turn this over to Teacher Tyndall because the deeper we get into this, it's hard to
yes.
get out. But that final word of God bless you, Teacher Tyndall.
Amen. Bless you, Mother Bishop. We're going to take a quick break, everybody. Please don't go away. Yeah.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And Amen. So it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Oh, what a lesson. What a powerful lesson. Oh, my goodness, that E.P. brought to us today, and Mother Bishop with the comments. And I'm not going to say much because I'm just overwhelmed right now. But this message was packed with power.
Yeah.
And we want to open up our lines. I know that our listeners have been blessed and enriched. And I know some of you out there on fire from hearing this word brought to us by our ecumenical patriarch this morning.
Yeah.
This afternoon. I'm going to open up these phone lines. If you would like to come in and make a comment or ask a question of our bishop or our other bishop, you know what to do. The call-in number, if you're already on your phone, all you have to do is press 1. If you are listening on the website or on our Facebook page, you will need to use your phone and call 347-850-1405. So Bishop Haywood and I are going to try to restrain ourselves this morning because I know he's ready to go, and I am, but we're backing down because we want our listeners to weigh in. So Bishop, do we have any hands raised?
Yes, we have a few that are being raised right now. The lines are full, and again, please remember, as Teacher Kendall just said, you must press 1 if you're in the chat. You can type it there. I will speak it for you. Caller 920-819. Tell us who you are, where you're coming from, your question and or comment.
Hello, I am Deacon Monica Zindler. Come from the Bread of Life Cathedral of Hope. And I do comment. Last conference that we had in June, there was an urgent need in our fellowship. One of our parishioners' son was on one of those scooters. And the scooter stopped when the battery went out abruptly. He went flying, hit a post, and was airlifted to the hospital and not expected to make it through the night. I was so touched and moved by the example of prayer that Mother Bishop gave. She stopped the whole conference, and, I mean, we were at a break time, but she stopped and she said, now we are going to stop and we are going to pray. That child is out of the hospital. He made it through the night. They said he wouldn't talk. He wouldn't walk. He's talking. He's walking. But what really hit me and what really, I think, tells you that a person is a person of prayer is they don't just say, oh, I'll pray about that. No, they say, let us pray right now.
Yes.
And so that example, Mother Bishop, I just want to say you've got to pray when the Lord tells you to pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony, Sister Monica.
Yeah.
Caller, you're 410-938. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Minister T. White from First Church. Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
I am in such high spirits right now because me and a couple of other church members have been talking about prayer. And for me, I noticed if I don't get my prayer in, it seemed like my day is off. So I had to regroup. And I'm glad I'm at a place where I can work at and I can regroup and go pray. And that I can read my word out loud or I can just read my word sitting at their dining room table. Mm-hmm. I always tell somebody that prayer for me is my lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifeline for me. And I just want to thank you, Bishop, for just keep pushing us and teaching us the things that we need to know. Just because we are ministers or people of the kingdom of God, we still need that teaching. We still need that learning. Yes. And I'm just asking, when is the book coming out? Amen.
Minister White asked, when is the book coming out? Oh, my. It's someplace up in the air, Minister White.
And I'm waiting. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Thank God I have so much Christ, so much in that may the Lord lead that I need to write, and I just have not done so yet. I guess I have hundreds of pages of writing. I just haven't put it together and formulated into a book. Perhaps the Lord will lead me to do that someday.
Yeah.
We need it, Bishop. We need it. And the world needs it.
Amen.
Well, thank you for calling in, Ms. White.
Call us 443-415. Thank you for calling in. Your question and or comments, please tell us who you are and where you're from.
Good afternoon. This is Overseer Tindall. I'm so glad to be here this morning, yet alive. And to everybody, everywhere, we're so glad that you all are here today. But I tell you, the message of the bishop and then the mother bishop came in dovetail one. It's so powerful. I was up last night in the middle of the night. The Lord had me. The Lord had me up praying for the church, as I often do. But I felt an urgency. Glory in my spirit. And when you all was talking and Bishop was talking about prevailing through prayer, the Lord had told me to begin. I was glad to hear Minister White on the line, because the Lord told me at the beginning of the year, put us on a 90-10 plan. He put our church on a 90-10 plan. 90%, and it was so paramount what Mother Bishop was saying when she was making her comments. We ask God for so much, and he already knows. So the Lord put us on a 90-10. When we pray, the Lord said we're to spend 90% of our time praising, thanking, and adoration, and thanking God already, because it's already done. We can spend 10% asking, but he already knows what we need and what we want and what we desire. So when you said that this morning, Mother Bishop, and then Bishop Tindall said, one way we're going to increase our, build up our churches is through prayer. That's a confirmation that the Lord spoke to me last night about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The Lord woke me up out of my sleep on the side of the bed.
That's all right.
And I immediately began to pray. And God said to put the church in prayer. We just came out of a prayer retreat. I know I got to shut up, but we just came out of a prayer retreat last week that was so powerful. From Saturday, Sunday, it slipped over into Monday. We went to see Bishop Brown and how the Lord has just been moving and speaking to us about prayer, but just thanking God already for the things that have done. And I'm going to shut up because I was in here shouting and yelling while Bishop was talking about prayer at me.
Okay.
Because I know what God is getting ready to do. Amen. It's already done, and I'm just thanking him now in advance.
Yeah.
I'm getting off. We used to say we used to have testimony, and Bishop used to say, look, y'all stop getting up talking about your welfare checks. We need to get up and talk about the goodness of God. And that is so true to me. So see, we need to thank God for his goodness when we pray.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Go boldly before him in prayer. I feel like preaching. Because God said we got to pray. Amen.
Yeah.
I think Bishop H.D. Haywood said a long time ago, if you want to stay, you got to pray.
Right.
Exactly. Fast, you can last. But if you want to make it, you got to be able to take it. And you're going to take it on bended knees.
Amen.
I thank God this morning. Amen.
And we thank God for Overseer Tindall. I've been trying to get him. the presenter on the broadcast for the last 3 years, and he told me that he agreed to do it in February, but he told me earlier he has to check his schedule. But I just believe and know that God has a word in him to share on this broadcast, and we're just praying that God will open up a way that Overseer Tyndall can share on this broadcast, because there's so much God has all in store for us to learn. We need every bit of it. Every bit of it. So, Bishop Haywood, who else do we have?
Caller 318-584. Thank you for calling in. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and go ahead with your comment or question.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Pastor Presentine from One Way to Heaven Ministry. Good morning, Mother Bishop. Good morning,
good morning.
EP.
Good
morning, my family. Y'all got me with tears over here. Listen to such a powerful, dynamic word of God.
Oh, my.
And I've been telling the church that's where the power relies, that in prayer. And I've never seen so many preachers. I'm sorry. I got to say it. They want to preach, but they don't want to pray.
Okay. Oh.
The time we're living in right now, we need to pray. How can we preach to somebody and we won't even pray?
Won't even pray.
Oftentimes they would stand and won't even pray after they read the scripture,
Yes.
And I have seen this so many times that you can have prayer meetings, they won't show up until after prayer. And it's really sad, the time that we are living in right now. Those beings of God, the founders, they prayed, they made sacrifices unto God. And I listen to my bishop, Don Banks, come on every Sunday morning. He's praying. He's praying before they get started. He's praying out of his soul. He's praying for his connection, his families and friends. And I'm just looking and seeing what God is doing in the city of Monroe. He's really, truly have blessed Greater Wilderness Church Cathedral.
Yeah.
And one, we have been blessed, too, and we have been taking in so many members because Elder Bashina Presenting has a prayer line for over three years now, from 5 o'clock in the morning and 5:30 in the evening time. They've been doing it almost 4 years now. And I watch these sisters come together every morning, break bread, communion, and they are praying for the whole world. And God has been opening up so many doors unto us. It's been unreal. And I'm coming back this way, too, through the power of prayer. So, Bishop, you have blessed me phenomenal this morning. I'm so excited to even just be on the line this morning.
Amen.
And I was on our way. We got a women's meeting this morning at the church at 12:30. But we're both on here tuning in this morning. Keep up the good work, and we miss you guys, and we'll be seeing you guys real soon. And like I say, for those that's listening, whether they call in or not, please start praying. Prayer changes things. The Bible teaches us man must always pray and not faint. Fear. There's so many say they're walking in faith, but they're walking in fear at the same time. You cannot have both of them. You got to walk in faith. You got to trust God when you can't trade him. So listen, I'm going to get up off of this line this morning because I'm not out of words. But listen, love you all. Keep up the awesome work you all are doing, and looking forward to seeing you all real soon.
God bless you, Pastor President.
God bless you all, too.
God bless you.
Yes.
Bishop and my bishop, that the word, God gives you to bring a word to stir our souls today. I think we're all on fire.
Praise God.
I'm going to be quiet. Bishop Haywood, anyone else?
Call 410-302. Go right ahead. Let us know who you are, where you're from, your question and comment this morning. 410-302. Go right ahead.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
We can. Okay. Well, I'm Deaconess Deborah Pittman from the First Church of Faith, Power, and Deliverance. And I'm sitting here in my dining room, like, in awe. Really, really hit me.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, like, I just feel like, I pray, but I just know now that there is more that I need to do and more that I need to add to my prayer. And when he talked about the gates of hell will not have the upper hand on the church, makes you want to. It just makes me want to pray more. I just was talking to my daughter the other day about some things that she's going through. And I told her, just pray. Just pray about it. You know, just pray about it. You will get your answer from God. And yeah. I'm just in awe with this message. It's just so powerful that I feel like with prayer, I can accomplish anything.
Yes.
Yes.
You can. Amen.
And I just want to praise you, Bishop, and Mother Bishop. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just, I'm just in awe. I'm just like, ugh. And it just makes me want to do more. Just makes me want to do more and believe and have the power to prevail with prayer.
Caller 857-236. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and go ahead with your comment and or question.
Blessings, Brother Cooper, from Brockton Prayer Love Tabernacle. And I just want to say that I am richly blessed by the word of God on today. I'm truly in awe. We are on a 21-day fast here. And yes, last night God brought forth the word from Chronicles 7 and 14. So I know it's God, you know. Just reconfirming his word. And I just want to tell God thank you, because sometimes, you know, in the midst of the trials and tribulations that go through, we forget that. And, you know, and I just love God for this message of prevailing through the power of prayer. Hallelujah. But keep it for myself. The word on today. Amen.
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 God bless
you, Elder
Cooper.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, Pastor Sherry, looks like you are on. We already know because you did a powerful prayer. Go right ahead.
Praise God. I was driving when I first came on and was praying, and I had to pull over because the fire part was just like, whoa, pull this car over.
But now she had to pull over.
It was just so refreshing. I want to thank you, Bishop Tindall and Mother Tindall, for the word that was brought today, because we do need to pray. The Holy Spirit said to me to tell y'all this. We have not because we prayed not and prevailed not in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
We have not because we prayed not and prevailed not in prayer. Holy Spirit, just minister. That's all God wants me to say. I could say more, but he just wants me to leave you with that. If there's some areas in your life that you need to fix, do it in prayer. If there's people you need to go, let them go in prayer.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ah, thank you, Lord.
Yes. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Sherry.
Bless his name.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say real quick, everyone, if you have already been on, please press 1 again on your phone. That way your hands will go down, because there's so many still up. You know, I don't want to bring you on twice. There you go. Please press 1 again if you have already been on. That way I'll know not to bring you back in again. And those, again, as Teacher Tyndall always says, please press 1. There's quite a few more of you on here. I'm scrolling. Bishop Tyndall, Mother Bishop, Teacher Tyndall, I'm scrolling down the studio, and it's, you know, my wrist is getting tired.
It's a good time.
I'm going to have coffee corner. So, again, please go ahead and press 1 if you are, if you've already been on. Let's see here. Well, caller. Yeah, all right. Caller 920-204. Go right ahead. 920. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and which comment.
Greetings, everybody, and this is Bishop Bev DeShazer Haywood, and I give honor today to our EP, Mother Bishop, Teacher Tyndall, my husband, Bishop Haywood, and I just want to say that this is a powerful word on today. Thank you, thank you. And it seems to be, from those that have spoken in leadership, that prayer is the direction that the churches are being taken into. And it is a powerful thing, and it is a way that God's people need to continue in, because the enemy doesn't stop. You know, you hear people saying all the time that the devil is busy. Well, why aren't we? Because he doesn't have more power than God, you know. So we have to do what we need to do, but then even understanding that, as it was in the testimony of the Hebrew boys, that if he doesn't do this thing, it doesn't mean he's not able.
Amen.
And God is just a powerful God. We need him in what we're doing. We need him to succeed in his work, because it is his work. We can't do it without him giving us the leading, the guidance, the wisdom, you know, that all comes from God. And I thank you to our EP for this beautiful fellowship and the powerful people that serve in it. And just a powerful message on today. It just sets your feet on fire. Like, you just ready to go. And I just thank you for that, and God bless everybody.
God bless you, Pastor Bev.
God bless you.
Bishop Bev.
Amen.
Well, I can't tell or remember, but caller, you are at 318. 237. Your hand is still up, so I don't know if you've been on before, but if not, then I guess the second time would be the charm. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and go ahead with your comment. 318-237.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Bishop Patrick Buzz of Bastrop, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I wanted to come in on this this message today with our presiding prelate and ecumenical prelate, Bishop Tyndall. You have set me on fire today. I'm ready to preach. I mean, you have really done something each year that I hear you in January. I can't wait to hear you, because I don't know, it's just something about that message that you give in January, it gets me ready for Sunday morning. And now I'm sitting here like, okay, I got it now, because you've given us your theme. And with your permission, I'm going to make your theme our theme in all of our churches this year, for this whole year, because I want this prayer to be recognized. We have a prayer ministry each Wednesday night with all of our churches. Each Wednesday night at 7:30, and all of our churches come together in prayer. We started during the pandemic, and I just thank you, Bishop Tyndall, Mother Bishop, and all of you for the blessings that you all have been to my ministry since I became a part of this great fellowship of the UFCCM. And I'm just excited. I have something I can build off of to give my people on tomorrow. And I just thank God for you again, Bishop Tyndall. May God bless you both.
God bless you, Bishop Tyndall. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Amen. Caller, you're at 242-605. Go right ahead with your question and or comment. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
A very pleasant good afternoon to our EP, Mother Bishop, all the bishops online. This is Elder Nixon from the Caribbean.
Elder Nixon.
Thank you, Elder.
Amen.
Teacher Tinder, bless it. I'm so sorry I was dialing the wrong number, so I didn't even get to hear the whole message, but I'm hoping that I can go back and hear it.
You can.
Okay, great, great. But I remember something Mother and Bishop said this week, and they were talking about prayer. And they said, if we're not praying, then God is not in it.
Yeah.
And they said, when we think it's difficult, we must think on Jesus, who was on his knees praying to his Father.
Yeah.
So I just give God praise for these giants in the gospel.
God. Praise the Lord.
That's wonderful, Elder Nixon.
Yes.
And good to hear from you, Elder Karen. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless.
Amen. All the way from Nassau, Bahama, where God is. Well, listen, please, again, if you've been on already, please press 1, and then that way it will release you from the line. Thank you so much for doing that right away. I can see that you're doing it right away. And please press 1 if you have question or comment. There's still several that are on here. And I think that, you know, sometimes what happens is somebody takes somebody else's comment, you know, and so they say, well, I don't need to come on. Teacher Tendo, there are no more hands up, although the lines are jam-packed.
Well, that's good, Bishop Haywood. And this, I've been making notes on the callers. We've had so many expressions from our callers about how this lesson Bishop and Mother Bishop has impacted them, and I'm just overwhelmed. I just had trouble just sitting still in my seat as I was listening to you. And I did want to say this, back before the end of the year when I was thinking about the upcoming broadcast for this year, and I knew we were going to be talking about this theme, I just kept hearing in my spirit, we need some teaching on how to pray.
Yeah.
And when Mother Bishop was talking about that, I started to interrupt her then and ask her if she would do a lesson. But what the Spirit of the Lord gave me, and I just wrote it down, we need a lesson on how to prevail and how to pray. Bishop already has taught us about prevailing and clarified what that means and the importance of it, but we may all learn more about how to prevail and more so how to pray. Mother Bishop was talking about the 5 minutes or the 2 minutes whispered prayer. That's prayer, but that's not prevailing prayer.
Yes.
And we need some, I would love for us to have a lesson on actually how to pray. Because, you know, sometimes over the years, we've asked people, even babes in Christ, to pray, and there's a hesitancy because people have a certain image about what prayer is and how to pray.
Yeah,
and
the
basic is the conversation with God.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer is a two-way situation. We speak to God, and then we allow God to speak to us as we come before Him. So, Mother, I want to put you, I won't say putting you on the spot, because when it comes to the work of the Lord, none of us should ever be on the spot, right?
Amen. That's right. That's
so
right.
So I'm going to ask, you know, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but we should always be ready.
Yeah.
Always be ready. But, Mother Bishop, I'm going to ask you, if you would begin a preparation of a lesson, and you and Bishop Tindall, if you, however you decide to do it. But give us some wisdom and teaching on how actually to prevail and how to pray.
Yeah.
Because we have, you know,
Bishop DeShazer said, the churches are being taken in a direction of prayer.
Yeah.
And we are definitely in the last days. I said yesterday to somebody, I believe the Lord is soon to come just by looking at what's going on around us and looking at what God, what Jesus said and what the Word of God teaches us. Now is the time, saints, for us to pray as we have never prayed before. We were talking in our prayer retreat last week, and Pastor said something about the audacity, how audacious Satan is. We need to have the audacity to prevail in the power of prayer.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to be quiet because my soul is stirred up right now. I'm just stirred up with this, and I'm just happy to be out of here because I'm just overwhelmed. Because I know God is speaking to me, and I know he is speaking to everyone within the sound of my voice that has heard this teaching today.
Amen.
And I just give God praise and the thanks for it. And I just want to also want to say that prayer works, and we know it works. When I dialed in this morning, I had so much congestion I could hardly speak. And Pastor Sherry said, she and Bishop Haywood and I were on the phone. She said, let's pray right now. And she prayed a powerful prayer. Do you know my voice cleared up and my congestion is not nearly as bad? God answers
Praise
our
God.
Prayers. And sometimes it may seem insignificant. But he is a God that answers our prayer. All we got
Amen.
To do. And who was it that said, you don't have to wait. Pray right on the spot. When there's a need, just stop and pray right then and there.
Yeah.
So we thank God for this teaching that we have had today, this broadcast and the lessons. And I love what Bishop said. And I wrote so many notes down. But he said, you know, saints, we don't have to go and beg anybody for anything. All we got to do is pray.
Yeah. Amen.
We don't have to beg one. He said, why beg anyone when you can talk to God? So I'm going to stop because I'm overwhelmed right now. But we know that prayer is powerful. And we, as the people of God, as never before, need to prevail through the power of prayer. So
Amen.
I'm going to just give my final little announcements if I can because I'm just overwhelmed right now. But
Teacher Tindall, can I just have one last closing remark?
Yes, ma'am. You want to do it now or after I do the announcements? You want to do it now?
Oh, after you do the announcement.
You can go ahead, Mother. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to remind the saints, and Bishop wants me to remind the saints, that prayer allows the believer to position himself to become a conduit through which the Holy Spirit is able to perform God's will and power throughout the earth.
Wow.
Yes.
I couldn't write that down fast enough, Mother, but I'm going to get with you after to get it so I can put it, post it out there.
What did you say, teacher?
I was saying I would like you, can you repeat that? I want to write that down.
Yes, I certainly will. That prayer allows the believer to position himself or herself to become a conduit through which the Holy Spirit is able to perform God's will and power throughout the earth.
Got it.
Okay. All right, teacher.
That is beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Bishop and Mother Bishop. Prayer allows the believer to position him or herself to become a conduit through which the Holy Spirit is able to perform God's will and power throughout the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a word. What a word. Praise God. Well, we thank God for that and this word, and I'm going to make a note of that. We will probably keep that as a part of our theme, as a part of our messaging for our broadcast this year. And I want to remind everyone that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, February 12th.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to it. And I don't know if we'll have Overseer Tyndall or Mother Bishop, but one of those two we will have as our speakers, the Lord willing. I want to remind you about our 24-hour prayer meeting. UFCCM
yes.
has been prevailing and will continue to prevail through the power of prayer by means of our ongoing daily individual prayers and our corporate 24-hour monthly prayer meeting. And I know that Mother Bishop and the EP will be sending out information on the dates and the schedule for that. So if
yes.
you're listening
yes.
today, you haven't signed up to take a 15 or a half hour or an hour time in prayer, please do so, because we're prevailing as never before.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And
I want to remind you that our Laity Network Connection Zoom event that was originally scheduled for this month will be held in February due to the memorial service for our dear beloved Overseer James Brooks,
yes.
which will be on January 28th. So we're pushing our Laity Network Connection Zoom event to Saturday, February 25th. So we will have more announcements coming out as time goes on about that. But we thank
yes.
God for all of you today who have joined in, and for Bishop and Mother Bishop. I'm just overwhelmed. But we thank God for you and how you allowed him to speak, the Holy Spirit to speak through you what we
Amen.
Need to know and understand about prayer. Amen.
God bless you, teacher. Yes, amen.
Amen. So, and if there's anybody on this line that's sick, suffering, going through anything,
yes.
just remember the power of prayer. And we're going to ask, I feel led to ask our EP if he would give us our closing prayer. And if anyone on this line today is in need of special prayer, just as our EP prays, just make your request known to God. Just give him thanks and praise. He already knows, but just reach out
yes.
and
yes.
trust God through the power of prayer. So Bishop Tyndall, will you give us our closing prayer for today?
Thank you, Peter Tyndall, for the opportunity once again to minister to
yes.
the house of God.
Amen.
And you took the thoughts right out of my mind, because I was going to ask in this moment, as we go before the throne of grace,
yes,
everyone that's able to hear our voice that are yet tuned into this broadcast,
Jesus,
never leave before the benediction.
Yeah.
The reason is because I just hear in my spirit the word from the Lord. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you can just get a quiet moment right now, if you're working, you can't do it, just tune in spiritually. But
yes.
I want everyone to take your need that you have before the Lord right
yes,
now.
Yes, God.
If you're standing in the gap for someone who's sick, if you're standing in the gap for your church or your ministry, you
yes,
want to see growth, and you have a problem or a situation that's going on in your life.
Yes.
I'm believing God right now.
Right
for you.
Now,
so everyone you that hear what we're saying,
yes,
just take a moment and just use God this moment. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Here in the spirit. Remember, he knows.
He knows.
Exactly what he's going to do. So, God,
Thank you for who you are. We know that you are God Almighty God. Besides you, there is no other. All power in heaven and earth is in your hand. You are God Almighty God. No earth besides you. None in heaven but you. Lord, we praise you for what you've done. We praise you for what you're doing.
We praise you for that which we know you're yet going to do.
And we bow and worship before you, Lord God. Because of who you are, in this moment, while our spirits are attuned to the ability to prevail through the power of prayer. We come against every diabolical scheme of Satan that he has sent forth from the gates of hell. Whether it's attack somebody's home or attack some other state's money or to attack someone's church or to attack somebody in whatever kind of mental way he wants to come against them.
Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the Living God,
we declare victory, we declare dominance, we declare mastery in the name of Jesus over every situation, and we believe you by faith. Thank you, Lord God, for the language of the Spirit that knows exactly what needs to be said.
Because we know that when we leave each other's presence, we can still pray.
Yes.
So we ask you to continue to lift up and go before the Lord and prevail as never before in prayer. We love you.
Oh, God.
We love you, and Bishop and Mother Bishop, thank you again so much. We love you.
Thank you.
As we go down to this place, we ask blessings upon all. God bless you all and keep you until we meet again.
Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.